I then asked them, how can our church help your ministry? And they said, if every family in the church gave $100, each of those $100 gifts would buy a bike, and that would allow one evangelist to travel to five villages up to 5 to 6 hours away, reaching many for Christ. What they didn't know then was they didn't know my love for cycling, that I've cycled on 4 continents and crossed the United States twice and biked through 30 states, and that my goal is to bike all 7 continents and 50 states. Later that evening, after I dropped them off, the Lord challenged me to give $1,200, the cost of my bike, the bike that I was getting ready to take this trip with. But first, I had to lay my fears at the cross, because it didn't make sense given my circumstances. After a few hours of grappling with God, I found peace. And the next day, I wrote the check. Within 1 week, actually by the time I got home that afternoon, I had a message on my phone from a pastor saying, we'd heard about your situation, we'd like to help. And there was a check for $200 in the mail, and the rest of that money was to come by the end of the week, and my next 6-month car payment was covered. Then in Luke 1:45 says, you are blessed because you believe that the Lord would do what he said. That was my verse for 2004. Knowing these bikes would serve lay leaders in Tanzania, I already felt blessed. Let me read a report I got back from John in Tanzania. Dear Alice, we always remember about you, and especially that night when we had ample time to share together our experiences and pray together. It was during that time the vision to assist evangelists in Tanzania was born. The bikes have served the cause of Christ in Tanzania. The evangelists in Dar es Salaam and Coast Region were enabled to reach more villages with the gospel of Christ. One bike was given to the evangelists in Zanzibar. Other bikes were sent to 3 different locations. The report we have is that the evangelists praise the Lord for hearing their prayer for both the bikes. They are reaching more people than before. May God bless you for your donation. Later, in 2004, again the Lord challenged me to give. This time I met a missionary from Nigeria. And with the money, the $1,200, because I thought I'd give away 100 bikes, that was my goal. And with the $1,200 that was the cost of my bike, we bought 3 hand-pedaled tricycles. This is a guy who has polio, and this is a pastor who has polio, and this is how he walks. We got 5 3-wheel hand-pedaled tricycles and bikes for a seminary in Igbe, Nigeria. That time, the Lord provided by letting me work. That was the first time in 4 years that I was able to work and make $1,200. Then later in 2004, the older gentleman in this picture is Bob Walker. And Bob has been my mentor. He's prayed for me daily for the last 9 years. And he challenged me to begin His Wheels International. So in early 2005, 10 people gathered during January and February to seek out if this was a viable option. And then in April of 2005, we decided to go ahead and begin His Wheels International. We decided to start small. So God brought to mind Rise International that serves in Angola, Africa. They take containers of school supplies. And so we began. We weren't sure how we would get 4 bikes. By May, we had the opportunity to get 4 bikes on this container that went to a village in Angola. We again prayed for those bikes, and God provided. And here they are unloading it. Most of it was school supplies. Like I said, we only had 4 bikes that went to educators on it.